A new report by the Global Commission on the Economy and Climate makes the case that economic growth and a reduction of carbon emissions are not just mutually exclusive, but beneficial to everybody. It's titled Better Growth, Better Climate, the New Climate Economy Report, and it launches today. Michael Jacobs is Senior Advisor and Director of Strategy to the Commission, and he worked on this project, and he joins me now in the studio. Michael, it's a complicated argument. It's seen as a bit of a Western argument in many ways, that we're wealthy economies, we can afford to make these changes. You know, we're on the cusp of adding renewable energy. But explain to me, is this a kind of a case for the whole world? Can everybody participate in this?
It's particularly a case for developing countries, and I think that's what's particularly interesting about this report. The reason we have a big climate problem is not just the emissions that we've already emitted into the atmosphere of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases. It's the ones that are going to come. And it's the future growth of greenhouse gas emissions that is our real problem. And the reason scientists are so anxious about climate change is because of the predicted growth of emissions, most of which are in developing countries, particularly rapidly growing large economies like China, like India, Brazil, Indonesia, Nigeria, and so on. And what the report of the Global Commission on the Economy and Climate, which, as you say, is published today, is saying, is that these countries now have in front of them the potential for a different kind of growth from the one that the industrialized countries had. So our growth in the UK, the US, industrialized countries was based on fossil fuels. But this doesn't have to be the path that developing countries need to take now because of the way in which the costs of renewable energy have come down, because of new techniques in agricultural production and the protection of forests, in new ways of building cities that are now available with mass public transport. It's possible for a developing country to grow and prosper, take people out of poverty in a way that does not generate massive greenhouse gas emissions. That's a new story, and it's a really interesting one, I think, that this report now is able to put forward.
I was particularly interested in some of the work you've done around cities. Some of the elements here are talking about if we make our cities more compact and we use better mass public transport, then you know these cities will be much more environmentally sustainable. But again, when I look at what's happening in European cities, many of these debates are being taken to heart. And while it may be more complicated for those cities to add in mass public transport, building subways in an established city is obviously more complicated. But what seems to be not on the case is when you go to China, for example, yes, they're putting in better transport systems, but the rate at which those cities are growing and the migration from rural areas to cities, it means that many of these things must seem like niceties to the mayors of those cities. They just can't really grapple with the idea of, you know, cozier, more compact neighbourhoods when they're just, you know, they're just spreading at a rate.
In many ways, the exact opposite is true, which is that these cities are becoming dysfunctional.